So here we are then once again, and we get to this point every year in the Christmas season. It's time for me to reintroduce you to a band you may or may not have heard of. We certainly play the song. The song is my favourite time of year. We're going to play it in a sec. It is the perfect Christmas song. It's by the Florence Street Band, and the brains behind the band joins us on the phone now, as he does every year. Please welcome Lee. Hi, Lee. How are you?
Hello there. How are you doing?
All right. Yeah. So here we are. We have the same conversation every year. We've been having it, I think, since 2010. You know I love this song. You know that me and you want to discover the Christmas songs like the Pogues that we listened to growing up that perhaps the TV talent show market has slightly eroded. We just don't get the Christmas song anymore. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that was my main inspiration for doing it, really. I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but as a kid, it was one of the highlights of Christmas, you know, and looking forward to the Christmas number one and all these great songs that came out every year. And it's just been lost over the past 20 years, and we just hear the same stuff all the time, you know. So that's why I did it, really.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, I always say to Lee every year on this chat that one year the X Factor's going to end, and that's going to open up a whole new market for people craving a true Christmas number one. I've done my best for you this year because I've written this book with Steve Brookstein, who won the first X Factor in 2004. We've been trying to bring down the X Factor, the two of us. But interestingly, the final on Sunday last week, it's the first time the final hasn't appeared in the top 10 TV shows in the UK for the year. And it is on the wane. It is on the wane, and people have seen it. So I hope that we are another year closer to rediscovering the true musical meaning of Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, definitely. I mean, the feedback that I get is an interesting sort of, you know, the response that I get every year, because it's the fourth year now, obviously, since I released it. And it's quite fascinating, because this year there's been a definite change. The response to this project is so positive now, and there is a lot more people saying they're really, really fed up with, you know, the X Factor, and they want to, you know, they all want to champion this. But I think because the industry and the music industry has changed so much, that's one of the big challenges as well, you know, because so few people actually buy music now, you know, and that's why I've got, you know, got to rethink the how to get this in the charts, basically.
Yeah, and what we've seen in the last decade as well is the association between the talent show and then the musical acts who, and both feed off each other. You look at half the acts that appeared on the live shows, and they're Simon Cowell's acts. But you're right. I mean, this the Florence Street Band project it's never on the wane. It's only going to get bigger and bigger as more people come to the party. And you know, I don't know how many views you've had on YouTube now, but it is worth watching the video, as we always say, because that too captures the true spirit of a Christmas Eve in an old Victorian Britain shot in Ironbridge in Shropshire, and the video and the song go hand in hand. And you know, we just give people who don't know a few stats about the actual the band that you got together for the song, because the project is massive for something that wasn't funded by a record company.
I absolutely decided to go to town and do it properly, because you know, I've been working in TV for years. And there's so many compromises, you know, you end up using samples of strings for things, and, you know, nothing's real, really, because it's all such low budget. And I thought, well, I've got to try and make this completely organic, you know, real instrument. So I contacted the English Chamber Choir and got a string section and went to Trevor Horn's Psalm Studios in London, had his room, his control room, you know, and, yeah, spent a week there in the summer, and you know, we even used his sleigh bells. I nicked it out of his own personal set. And, just, you know, tried to do as proper job as possible. And whilst we were recording the song, I was contacting directors and people that could possibly help sort of make this video come to life. And, of course, you know, my budget was never going to compete with, you know, the major labels. But, I had what I had and what I'd saved up. And eventually I found a guy who was willing to get on board. And it was, again, it was one of those strange things where, because it all felt so sort of right and so, I suppose, wholehearted, people got that and they wanted to help. even if it wasn't really in their interest financially, you know. So we ended up with, like, the top cinematographer in the world, John Perez, flying over from Los Angeles to help with the visuals. And, yeah, I mean, you know, he said to me that the finished video, if we'd done it in America, would have cost, you know, $500,000, which it didn't cost a tiny fraction. So, yeah, you know, ended up just way beyond what I could have hoped for, really. And it's been really, really exciting ever since because it has such an incredible effect on people, you know.
And one place, of course, where the song has achieved real exposure is, you know, ITV's Tech Centre borrowed it, nicked it, exposed it, and that's where people may know the Florence Street and Florence Street Band and My Favourite Time of Year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's played every year since 2011, and they use it in all the trailers, and so it's all over the programmes on the run-up to Tech Centre as well. So, a lot. I mean, it plays on everything associated with Tech Centre as well, because you know, they're tied in with lots of different companies. And, yeah, it's great exposure. I mean, obviously, you know, it's all about Tech Centre, not about the song, but it's really good to have the song being heard by people who even don't, they don't know what it is.
Well, now, even though, you know, we've been speaking for about the last 4 years or so, I decided to put you into Wikipedia this morning. Because, of course, people listening to this right now may go, well, I love that song, that's a wonderful song, but if it's still not breaking through to knock those X Factor songs off, how does this man make any money?
Yeah.
And, you know, I obviously know that you know, long-term friends with Jamie Oliver, but I didn't know that you recorded the YouTube hit Lamb Curry Give It To Me Hot.
Yeah.
And that you were in a band called Scarlet Division with Jamie Oliver.
Absolutely, yeah. We started that when I was 13. We started it together, yeah. He wanted to be a pop star. He wasn't interested in being a chef. It was only his mum and dad that were telling him to be sensible. And so he went to catering college, and he made the right move in hindsight, yeah, admittedly. But
was he any good in the band or holding you up?
He was a great drummer, actually, really good. He could have been a professional drummer, definitely. Although he did always used to jump on the microphone and try singing in most rehearsals because he was a proper little show off. But he was a really good musician. But I mean, you know, cooking was the family thing, you know, and they had a great pub, a gastro pub, you know, because we lived in a little village in Essex, you know, where he comes from. And I lived there for a couple of years and we were best mates, and yeah, we, you know, had a great time in the band. And ever since then, obviously, since he became well known, you know, I was in The Naked Chef and I cooked with him on it like a plonker. And you know, it's a lot of fun because, you know, we were having parties and it was all a big novelty when that all first happened, you know. And, yeah, really good fun. And, you know, I've always written songs for his live shows and helped him do Stupid. We did Fish Stew as well, you know, I Want a Fish Stew. Another classic there.
Well, you see, one thing, Lee, that I'm always interested in is when you, if you look at the history of pop and like a one-hit wonder, and, you know, we can almost maybe put you in that category. I mean, you know, what we define a hit as is, you know, needn't necessarily be sales, but perhaps notoriety. And, you know, this is a massive song for you and still is. And I always think, you know, if someone can have one massive hit, then they've obviously got other stuff in them. The gene just hasn't died at that hit. And obviously there are other factors like marketing and social media and all of that. But just give everybody an insight into what you've been up to in the last 12 months since we've spoken. You can't just wait for Christmas and the Florence Street Band, can you?
You can't, no. It's always Christmas in the Florence Street Band. Yeah, basically I realised I love musicals and I decided to turn Florence Street into a Christmas musical, and with My Favourite Time of Year being one of the key songs in it. And since, well, the last couple of years, I've been developing it. I'm working with a screenwriter, actually, at the moment, and we've got a lot of interest from the broadcasters, and we're going to be meeting animators as well soon. And this is all happening, basically, and it's going to happen next year. So I've been writing another 10 songs to go with My Favourite Time of Year. And we filmed one of the videos called Winter Wonder last Christmas, because obviously the fans want more stuff. You know, I'm never going to rewrite My Favourite Time of Year, so I'm trying to do stuff that's a bit different from it every time, you know. So, and just make real-life videos to kind of keep the momentum of the band going as well, you know, whilst we're doing the sort of musical, because it's going to take years to get it off the ground, you know. So yeah, it's really exciting, and it's looking possible. And then the great thing about My Favourite Time of Year is that it's got so many melodies that can be used as, like, incidental music, and lots of very cute string lines, and it's great because you can sort of weave it in and out of this whole sort of hour-long musical thing, and it's, yeah, it's
we've seen that obviously with the, you know, the Tech Santa, the way they
yeah,
use
exactly,
it on that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So 2015, what you're saying to me is going to be your year, yeah?
Yeah, basically, yeah. We'll kick it off and that's it.
I look forward to my walk-on part. I'm sure you promised me that many years ago.
Well, yeah, in the animation, yeah. In fact, there's going to be a nod to you in that, so don't you worry about that.
Well, listen, it's always wonderful to talk to you, and you know what the song means to me and so many other people, and... Have a great Christmas, and thanks so much for adding to my life with the song, you know, and everybody else's. And we'll talk at this time next year, and hopefully at some point during 2015.
Yeah, brilliant. Oh, thanks ever so much, Tony. You've been great support, as always. Good man.
My pleasure.
Cheers, then.